Governor Walker began meetings in each community with remarks about the state fiscal situation. He painted a sympathetic picture of himself as a leader caught in a tough, unexpected situation not of his own making. Here he is in Haines.
And I think right now I've got all the blame pretty much squared up on my back, and I'm okay with that.
Walker referenced former Governor Jay Hammond warning decades ago that there would be a day of reckoning if Alaska continued to rely so heavily on oil revenue. He said this to his Skagway audience.
Well, we are having a day of reckoning. I knew he was right about that, but I didn't know I was going to be governor on that day of reckoning, but I am.
Walker spoke in favor of levying a state income or sales tax to ease the gaping deficit in the state's budget.
But we cannot fix Alaska on cuts alone. We just cannot cut our way into a successful future. We have to bring in more revenue.
Some audience members spoke up about the budget. In Skagway, several people said they supported a state income tax. But the main topic locals weighed in on was the Juneau Access Project.
That Juneau Access Road is something that we cannot afford to do.
It's time to bury the idea of a road from Juneau to nowhere.
It may be not a Juneau Access, but a Juneau barrier.
Please, Governor Walker, don't build that road.
That was Skagway's Deb Potter and Barb Broderson and Haines' Don Poling and Burl Sheldon. The Alaska Department of Transportation's goal for the Juneau Access Project is to improve transportation between Juneau and the northern part of the state. There are a number of options or alternatives in DOT's analysis of the project. DOT and the Federal Highway Administration prefer what's known as Alternative 2B. It would extend the capital city's highway about 50 miles north up the east side of Lynn Canal to the Katsahine River. The road would end at a new ferry terminal. From there, a ferry would take cars and people up to Haines or Skagway. Those towns are on the highway system, so drivers from Juneau could access Anchorage and other areas, and vice versa. The estimated construction cost is $574 million for that option. As Walker says it, he put the project on ice when he first came into office. He put it on hold, but didn't shut it down.
There's about eight different options that are in front of me now. Option 1, 1B, 1C, 2, 2AB, I mean, it just goes on and on. And so it's a little more challenging. And so I've taken a little more time, and I don't apologize for that, because I think the best decision is made, the best time to make a decision was when you received all the input.
At each meeting, members of the local Chamber of Commerce and Borough Assembly wore Ferry Reform First pins. The buttons summed up many people's main argument against the road. There is already a system that works, and that is the Alaska Marine Highway. Haines Assembly member Margaret Friednauer told Walker that time after time, the local government has voiced support for a sustainable ferry system over a road.
The Haines Borough has historically encouraged the state to consider the marine alternatives. And I think that's what a lot of people here are saying today, is you can consider the marine alternatives, which this community and Skagway rely very heavily on.
Other arguments against the road include how expensive it is, the many avalanche zones in the route, and the environmental impact. Arguments for include the fact that it is about 90% federally funded, it will provide state jobs, and of course, it'll cut down on travel time between Juneau and Haines and Skagway. There were a couple people in Haines who spoke in support of the road. John Norton said it would lower fossil fuel emissions by shortening ferry routes.
The Juneau Access Project really did meet an important criteria of an environmentally positive footprint for the planet.
It was Governor Walker's second visit to Haines during his term and his first to Skagway. He told KHNS he feels close to gathering all the information he needs to make a final call on the mega project. He declined to say if he's leaning in a certain direction. But Walker pledged to make the decision in his term instead of kicking the can down the road to the next administration.
Whatever decision I make, there's somebody that doesn't like my decision.
But Walker said the worst decision is no decision at all. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.